Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Very somber. Good afternoon.
Yes, and to you. And also joining us, Ash Hampton, who's been with us previously. And we're going to talk a little bit today about school protests and such. So welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on. I really appreciate the invite, Gary.
Yeah, well, you're always welcome here. So what we do every day, or every Saturday, on the Daily Drift, See, I'm all...
I'm getting ready. Hold on. me. Go ahead.
Okay. What we do every Saturday on the Drift is go over the news.
You need to know.
Yes. The news we put on thedailydrift.com, and if you're not going there, you should go to thedailydrift.com. Okay, so let's take care of a little business before we get into the meat of the show. Amish Furniture Outlet, 734-449-8000. So if you're looking for furniture, be it kitchen, bedroom, living room, get real wood furniture. Don't buy the plastic, the press board, the cardboard. Get yourself some real, honest, American-built furniture.
Yeah, Amish are Americans. Don't buy the Chinese crap. Buy real Amish. I mean, those people need it.
Tear that out of existence.
Yeah. It might actually last a little while, too, you know.
Put an Amish to work. He can afford to buy electricity eventually.
Yeah, there's a reason you always seem to keep some of that old furniture. It's because it's American wood furniture, and that's why it lasts a long time. I've got some pieces that people look at me and are like, why do you keep that old thing? I say, because it's solid wood, man. It's made, handcrafted in America. So Amish Furniture Outlet, 734-449-8000. There's a 20% off coupon in the Current, and you can mention it in the Current, the radio, wherever you heard it. Mention it to them. They'll give you 20% off with the mention of the ad. So 734-449-8000, Amish Furniture Outlet.
Yeah, please support the advertisers of the Current.
Yeah, and if you miss the show live, you can catch it on Spreaker, SoundCloud, archived at thedailydrift.com, WDDQ in Valdosta, Georgia, and WJC Talk in Jasper, Florida, and LLB News 1330 in Carrollton, Georgia, Sunday nights.
So if you miss the show, you could drive down there and listen to it.
No. But you could, I guess.
Okay.
Is there a time change? Maybe. I don't know. Well, it's a somber week, as you said at the beginning, and we're all dealing with the loss of Arlinda this week, and we just want to have people say prayers, not only for Linda, but also her family, and Theron, especially, who needs all our support. So God love her, and I know she's looking down on us and taking care of us. So we'll miss you, Linda. We'll miss you a lot.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, Linda is in a place right now where you can go someday to meet her if you do the right, if you do exactly what's expected of you.
That's so comforting, dude, because when I make the pass over, right, I can't imagine someone I'd rather see to greet me than smiling Linda, you know?
Yep.
So. Yeah, God bless. But I do, you know, miracles happen, and with the good and the bad together, I've got friends who had a young son who his heart went bad, right? 14 years old, and last Friday they put two pumps in his heart, and I won't mention their names because I don't know what they want me to. But lots of prayers, everybody on Facebook, and thanks to everybody for praying for him. He got a new heart last night, 1 week.
Wow.
Amazing.
1 week.
Wow.
So, you know, not out of the woods yet.
Praise God.
But the picture of him this morning on Facebook, and he looks fantastic.
So, oh, praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So keep the prayers up for everybody, you know, and let's go. It's happy St. Patrick's Day. I know I'm not very happy right now, right? I'm a mess. So, but we wanted to talk a little bit about school protests this week. And my son, right, I asked him, I said, what's going on? Because I got an email from the superintendent of Plymouth Canton Schools saying kids might go out this Wednesday. For sure they're going out next Wednesday. We're taking all the precautions. We're doing all the right things. And I fired an email back saying, You know, it's a lack of discipline. Why are they protesting? You know, let them do an after-school protest. Mm-hmm. Go to the gym, do something. Don't let them walk out of class. That's a lack of discipline. That's part of the problem we have, kids that aren't, that are causing trouble, right? Yeah.
And so, we pay them to sit, and we pay teachers to keep them in the class and imbue education to them.
Yeah, and protect them. But anyways, so I asked my son, he said, a few kids went up, and a bunch of kids are planning on going next week, but they're all just going out to get out of class. That's what he told me.
Of course, they're kids.
So I despise the fact that these teachers, these administrators, the Democratic Party, these
enablers,
and these people that are using our children in this fashion. You know what I mean?
They're no longer teaching. They're no longer teachers. They are indoctrination specialists. That should be their job title, because that's exactly what they're doing in these schools right now.
Absolutely. So Ash, in your case, Trenton schools.
Again, for the third time now, I've been battling this liberal indoctrination of the schools. It started with my son wearing a Marine Corps shirt, and that was not allowed, and that was a big deal. And then it turned into a teacher putting subliminal messaging up on the board in the art class, anti-Trump messaging, basically. And now it's this. Now they're using these kids to push gun control, because these kids don't even understand the Constitution. They don't understand why they're protesting. They don't understand the fact that this isn't a social issue. It's a constitutional issue. And your First Amendment right does not negate my Second Amendment right. And without the Second Amendment, let's be very honest, we have no other freedoms. Yep, that right. Second Amendment is everything.
But it's for the children.
You know, and that's, I'm sorry, but that's nonsense. And so the grab in the narrative is always the idea that, oh, right now it's the AR, right? That's the thing that's under attack. It's that big, bad, black AR rifle. But it doesn't matter, because a Mini 14, not under attack, same rifle, basically, in a wooden stock.
Yeah.
So I would argue better.
it doesn't even make sense to me anymore. It's guns, 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 grab the guns. And then they put this protest together, and who organized it? Who organized this national walkout? It was organized by the same people that put the women's marches together. This is liberal indoctrination at its finest. So my son shoots me a little video, a little 10-second video of these middle schoolers, not even high schoolers. I'm talking middle schoolers. He's 13 years old.
Yeah, mine too.
And they're skipping out of the class, just happy to get out of the classroom. And for 17 minutes, my son stopped learning. And he wasn't allowed to talk. He wasn't allowed to protest his points. No, he was told to sit in silence and wait for the rest of them to get back. So instead of teaching my children, you know, and thank God my son's, you know, he's not being indoctrinated. I've raised him right. He understands the issues. And I always told him, hey, I don't care if you're a conservative or a liberal. Don't open your mouth unless if you know the facts. When you know the facts, speak up. Find your voice.
And stand by it.
Yeah. And stand by your convictions as a human being. And that's not what they're doing. So they have a First Amendment right to go out there and protest guns. But my son doesn't have his First Amendment right. He's told to sit in silence. And it's happened everywhere. You have a kid being suspended from school for being apolitical. He wasn't even taking a side. He simply did not want to make a political opinion.
You say you don't want your children, your kid, indoctrinated. And actually, I take issue with that. And I know what you're saying. You don't want them indoctrinated by somebody else. It's your job. It's our jobs as parents to indoctrinate our kids.
It's our job to teach them the morals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. But, you know, we have this thing we do with educators called in loco parentis, which basically they stand up in for us in the classroom. That means they're supposed to represent us and our values, not their values, our values. In loco parentis means in place of the parents. And that's unfortunately what they've done, is they've usurped that authority, and they're using it to form our children in ways that we wouldn't want them to if we were aware of it.
No, I want teachers to stick to the curriculum. I want them to stick to arithmetic and reading and writing. I want them to teach history. I want them to teach my children the Constitution so they understand that guns is not a social issue. It's a constitutional issue, and it's your right. And if you get rid of that Second Amendment, if it's gone, no other freedom is guaranteed to you anymore.
That's correct.
And that's the truth. I mean, we're not teaching the history of this country. We're not teaching how and why that Second Amendment is so important. We're not teaching the idea that from a tyrannical government, we use those arms to become free. And we gave them to society. We gave them to the people. We, the people, to keep ourselves free from a tyrannical government. Yeah. No government in history is going to take a right away from you to make you more free. It's just never going to happen.
You're forgetting hunting.
Yeah, that's the one they always want to bring up. No, they were talking about No, they weren't. They were talking about guns equivalent of fighting off the government. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I was using my sarcastic voice, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, I got
the sarcasm. Yeah, well, but that's just it. The whole point of our Second Amendment is to ensure that we maintain our freedoms and our rights as American citizens. It's we the people. And right now, and I've argued this and I will continue to argue this, we are already in the middle of a civil war. It's an ideological civil war with the left. And they do not like our country. They don't like our flag. They don't stand for our flag. They disrespect
They don't like our values.
They don't like anything about America. They believe America was founded on hate and they want to start over.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. Because you know what? If we can't control it by the ballot, the ultimate with the Second Amendment is you control it by the bullet. It's that simple.
And
you sound like
what?
A seditionist. And actually what you are is a patriot.
I am a patriot.
You're actually a patriot. That's enough said about that.
I live by the values that were instilled in me back when schools were still run by patriots as well. And, I do not believe that many schools, not all, I'm not painting all teachers and all school systems that way, because there are some great teachers and there are still some great school systems out there. But there's a report on the Daily Drift today of a kid suspended. Now, they're saying, oh, it wasn't whatever. He was suspended for staying in, right? And they want to say, well, no, we told him to stay in, but he had to go to a certain area. He couldn't stay in his classroom, right? Oh, come on. He's supposed to be in school. He should be in there learning. That teacher should be in there learning. And if the schools want to encourage this walkout, then you go hire some extra security. And that's what I said to our superintendent at Plymouth Canton Schools. I said, you know what? You got a bunch of kids outside. What happens if a terrorist no longer has to even access to school? He can just drive by.
Yeah.
I said, do you have security outside for them? Are those kids now protected being outside the school? What would stop a car from coming through there? Gun, whatever. They're outside. Mm-hmm. They're unprotected now.
Completely unprotected. And then look at the flip side. Gary, what were you at 16, 17, 14, 15 years old? You were a rebel because that's what a teenager is. They rebel. And then you let them out and look at what happened in Chicago at that Walmart. 60 kids storm a store, trash the store. It's ridiculous because you allowed them children to leave the premises of the building. You let them go out. You let them go out to protest something they don't even understand. And this is what they want. So the indoctrination started so long ago. And the reason that you have such a liberal teaching element in the public schools is because it started at the collegiate level. And so you have these teachers, they were taught and they were indoctrinated themselves at some point in time. So now they teach ideology. And I got told by a liberal today on social media that we, the teachers, are teaching morals because you, the parent, don't have the capability. Well, excuse me. I have every capability of teaching my children. Your job is to teach them and expand their brain and make them successful, give them the tools so they can be something later in life. Your job isn't to teach them values and morals. That's my job. I'm a parent.
Yeah.
They're my kids. If you want to teach your kids that way, go for it. Don't teach mine. Stick to math. It's that simple.
Yeah. Well, stick to the math. Stick to the history. But they're not sticking to the history. And this is why we call it progressivism, right?
It's because getting to be like Mao's culture. Revolution.
Absolutely.
You know, with the Red Guards and recruiting the kids to protest and
Any of these school systems that are allowing this progressivism, this anti-constitutional stuff where they're beating up on the different amendments in the Constitution, you know what? You're abusing our children.
Mm-hmm.
You're an abuser and you should go to jail for that, frankly, in my book, because we have a Constitution that is the law of the land. Don't be trying to usurp it because that makes you a criminal in my book. And I just don't like it. They've taken over the universities. Now they're dumb. And let me say this. It's an election year. If you are a parent, please, if you agree with these principled values and you love America, you love the Constitution, run for school board. It doesn't cost that much. I know it's a pain in the butt. Get in there and spend your 2, 4, or 6 years, whatever the term is. Run for the school board and take the schools back from these progressive liberal communists that are trying to destroy our way of life. And it's something on all of us. We have to do that. Run for school board, folks. It's important. Probably most important thing.
Yeah, and get involved.
I have a neighbor who was a school board member for years. And I'd see him out mowing his lawn. And I swear to God, I thought he was a yippie. Remember the yippies?
Yeah.
Like an ex-SDS in hiding. He always wore dark sunglasses, looked like he was wearing a beard. I'm sorry, I'm looking at your beard and mustache.
It's getting nice. Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there.
But the outfit, he always looked like he was in disguise.
No,
you know, I was always thinking, this guy's in disguise, and he's some SDS member who's on my school board, you know?
Yeah, it's literally a sickness, and it's destroying the values. And people can say, well, maybe our values need to change. Well, let me tell you something. The values of America through the 50s, into the 60s, maybe not so much nowadays, right? But those values, those Christian values, are what saved the world from two dictatorships in World War I and World War II. So don't talk to me about America being bad. This country does more for the entire planet than any other country on the planet, right?
And we used our white privilege to do it, too.
And you know what? Hey, listen, at the end of the day, I mean, this country is in its infancy when you look at the total time that human beings have been on this earth and that civilization has had governments in place. We are in our infancy. And in this short amount of time, we are the greatest country the world has ever seen.
Yes.
And we are founded on an idealism that you, the individual, have rights given to you by God, not the government.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's under attack. And the only way that they can push, and Karl Marx wrote about this. This is exactly what he wrote about. Dumb down the population. Divide the population. Disarm the population. Impose your will. And that's the step we were at. That's the step we were at in the last election cycle with the president. That's the step that they're still pushing towards. They have to get rid of our guns if they want to rip up our Constitution and start over. That's exactly what their real play is. They hate America.
Yeah.
They hate our values and our way of life.
Yeah. And I was talking with a friend at Irish breakfast this morning, right?
Can you get rid of that hat so I can take you seriously?
I love my Irish hat.
Hey, I was going to come in my lime green fur coat today, but I decided not to.
That would have been awesome. Now, I had a friend, and we were discussing the guns, right? And, you know, he was kind of up in the air about going to 21, and, you know, I brought up the slippery slope, and he said, oh, that's the straw man argument, the slippery slope. And I'm thinking, no, I can't. I understand your point. You know, maybe there's some common ground here, but it's not, because a Democrat will never leave it at that. It's always 1 inch here and then another inch and then another inch. So giving up the age to 21, or giving up the bump stock, I don't know. I'm still up in the air on that anyway. But there's reasons for it, right? They want to keep going. For a Democrat, a liberal, a progressive, you can't give the inch. You literally, there is no compromise, because they're not willing to compromise themselves. They're going to push it. This week, I'm going to do this. Next year, I'm going for this. So you give them the AR-15s at 21. Well, the next step is the Mini 14, the shotgun, the whatever.
But it starts with that bump stock. When you look at that bump stock, oh, but a bump stock was used in that horrible shooting in Nevada, which nobody is telling us what happened there.
Has that been proven?
It's not the bump stock that's the problem. It's that nobody's telling us what's going on there.
Has it been proven that he had bump stocks?
You know,
on a couple of them. So I did see a couple of them on the photos have been released. So there are a couple of them, not all of them. But here's the thing.
But first it's the bump stock, right? Then it's the AR-15. Then it's the, like you said, the Mini. And then
it goes on and on and on, because the true aim is to disarm America. And I'm United States Marine, so I'm very well trained in that AR-15, or what we would call an M16, right? It's the same weapon. The only difference is I get a 3-round burst in the military, not full automatic, a 3-round burst, and it's completely just a semi-automatic weapon on the civilian platform, but there's really no difference.
Full auto, and I was in the Air Force. Did they short you guys?
They did. They changed them. And so the idea was that, and it's the
you
same as the bump
stock.
You
guys are wasting too much ammo.
No, I was shooting.
Well, it is.
Baffles.
That's exactly why. And here's the reason, and this is why a bump stock is ineffective. I can put 30 rounds downrange faster and far more effectively than you can with the bump stock.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I'll hit my target. Because when you go to a fully automatic, your weapon rides and you don't have the ability to control it anymore. So it's a falsehood. It's a false claim.
But I'll give them this. When you spray into a crowd, you're not looking for exit.
Okay, but if you spray it into a crowd with a shotgun, you know what? Mm-hmm. You're going to kill people too. So it doesn't matter. So then it's semi-automatics, you know, or we're supposed to go back to the days of the musket. It doesn't make sense. We should be keeping our Second Amendment for one reason and one reason only, to be able to defend our freedoms against a tyrannical government. And we are at that point.
Yes.
So that's what we need to talk about, and that's where the narrative needs to go. And this idea that, and because they're not teaching our children the history, because we don't understand our own history, they think it's a social issue. They think these guns are a social issue. 374 people in 2016 were killed with a rifle. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them were killed with a handgun.
And thousands more with knives.
Double the amount. So here's the thing. Over 600 people in that same year died from hands and feet. Mm-hmm. You were more likely to die from someone punching you in the face than you were from a rifle. Why is the rifle under attack? It doesn't make sense. People need to wake up, and they need to do their own research. Quit listening to fake news. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out something here. I was talking about the bump stock firing into a crowd. I'm not a fan, on a personal level, of full auto for exactly the reasons you mentioned. I'm for accurate shooting. I'm for picking a target and shooting it. And I really have no use for throwing a lot of dollars downrange quickly, except for the kick it gives you to see something chew up.
Yeah, it's fun to shoot.
But I will say this. I believe the infringement upon my right to own a fully automatic rifle, fully automatic machine gun, is actually wrong. If I wanted a
howitzer in my front yard, I should be allowed to have it because it says we the people.
Until 1936 or so, we had the right to do that. And we still have the right. It's just the government took that.
Well, because they infringed upon it, which is exactly what they're not supposed to do. And it's the, of all the amendments, let's be honest, it's the most clear-cut one to understand. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means don't touch it. Leave it alone. Yeah. People will figure it out. Hey, if my neighbors don't like me having a howitzer on my front lawn, they'll move.
Yeah. Or it'll get complaining
about
the
old car I have there.
Right?
They're complaining about the old car I have there. So, you know. So.
Yeah, there are other answers. Well, it is. And people have to remember, this is just a ruse. This has got nothing to do with saving children. Because, you know, if you were serious about saving children, if you were really, truly serious, you would do what we do in the inner cities. You have metal detectors. You have secure doors. You have guards, armed guards with guns inside and outside the school. That's why you don't see mass shootings in Detroit. That's why you don't see mass shootings in downtown Chicago schools.
How about gun-free zones, Gary?
Gun-free zones.
Soft targets.
Are soft targets. If you're serious about saving children, harden the target. We do it to our banks. We do it at the Capitol building to protect our politicians. We do it to protect any government building.
Concert-goers and ballparks. I mean, you have a higher level of protection.
Air travel.
Yep, but not at our schools.
But not
for our children.
So what is wrong?
Well, it costs too much money.
No, that's nonsense. That is complete and utter nonsense, and they know it, and everybody knows that this is just an excuse for them to come after the guns, because a gun didn't walk in there and kill them. In this last case, this Cruz kid went in, and let's be honest, could we have been over this before? FBI was notified last September and again in November, December, right? January 5th, they were told he was going to shoot up the school.
Literally, that was what they said, that he was going to shoot up a school. He was putting postings on social media that he wanted to be a professional school shooter. Yep. And the Broward County sheriffs and local law enforcement went to his house or were dispatched there 39 times.
45.
Oh,
between the local and the sheriff, 45 times. And there was a video of him walking outside his trailer, brandishing his weapon and shooting. He should have been arrested. The gun should have been taken away at that point. Period.
You realize what happened in Whitmore Lake.
Oh, yeah. Right? We're going to get to that.
Okay.
We've got a few minutes. We'll start on it. If we don't finish, we'll pick it up after. So this week, Whitmore Lake, we had school threat, right? Two kids that are over the age of 17 or 18, whatever.
One was 18. I think one was 17.
Yeah. And those kids, they put their names in there. I'm not going to mention their names.
But they let him go.
There's a 16-year-old, yes, and then there's another young kid that they may or may not charge, right? So four involved, two arrested, one let go, and one I think still under suspicion or whatever. But I guess there was a gun involved, actually, that was at least available to them.
I didn't know that. I just knew there was a threat.
So,
and I know somebody who knows that kid.
Yeah, these kids need to be punished to the maximum. Mm-hmm. They should not be let off with probation like those kids on the north end of town, right? That shouldn't happen. These kids need to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. Let's take a quick call from Todd. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, this idea of what's going on with all of this little bits of bites at our Constitution and our rights or with our weapons, same thing goes on with these union contracts. My union contract has been eaten up to the point where, what's the point of having a union? What are they doing for me? So in so many different sectors, all these legalities are just chomped at little by little until there's nothing left for a foundation.
Yeah. Now, Todd, you're from Whitmore Lake. Have you heard anything more about the school thing up there, too?
The school what?
The school threat this week.
No, I don't know a lot about it.
Okay. Yeah, well, you make a point. It's called progressivism, right? And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about work rules or whether you're talking about Second Amendment or even the First Amendment, right? Because you're seeing that on Facebook now and other social media platforms. They're eating away at your First Amendment rights by saying...
They're progressively eating away at your rights.
Yes, because they don't want you speaking on things that may hurt somebody else's feelings.
I'm still in Facebook jail.
You're in Facebook.
I live there.
I've hit Twitter suspension 3 or 4 times now, you know what I mean? And half the time it's like, I didn't say, and they just retweeted something. What's the deal, you know? But they do. And so, Todd, you're dead on. It's a slow eating away, and that's why they call it progressivism. Anything else you got, Todd?
No, just other than that, with regards to these schools and these administrators, this school board are not doing the taxpayers of their area any favors, because then they have to trickle down the progressivism to the administrators, and the administrators don't support the teachers you know, my wife was attacked, and it was her fault that the student attacked her.
Yeah.
And beat on her.
Yeah. All right. Well, Todd, great call, man. Call us again. Love having your calls from the Whitmore Lake. Take care.
Thanks.
And we'll see all of you on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carib McHugh. Now former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe sounds off following last night's firing.
And he claims that it was done in part to damage him as a witness in the special counsel's investigation. And in a statement, he said, "For the last year and a half, my family and I have been the targets of an unrelenting assault on our reputation and my service to this country."
Fox's Garrett Tenney. With the firing, McCabe will lose his pension. He was to retire tomorrow. The slow work of cleanup and recovery from this week's pedestrian bridge collapse in Miami moves along.
Early this morning, we removed two cars, and we're going to continue that work. We suspect, we hope to continue that part of the process today, to finish that part of the process today.
Miami-Dade County Deputy Mayor Maurice Kemp, six people were killed in the collapse. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Real estate. Your home, whether selling or buying, is likely one of your most valuable assets. When making the decision to hire a realtor, you want someone who will work hard for you. Dennis Boychuk, realtor with REMAX, is an Ann Arbor native with over 35 years' experience in this area's real estate and building industries.
Hi, I'm Dennis Boychuk, realtor with REMAX. When it comes to your real estate needs to achieve the successful results you expect and deserve, I come fully armed with the experience necessary and have the systems in place and will not miss any details, large or small, with any of your real estate transactions.
Experience, systems, results. Are you considering selling or buying a home? Call Dennis Boychuk with REMAX today at 734-323-0222. That's 734-323-0222. Or visit the website at a2forsale.com.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is Wellbridge. Wellbridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All Wellbridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend Wellbridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for Wellbridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Welcome back. We're picking up the pieces for the second half of the show. In studio with me, it's the Ed Bondarenka.
Hey.
Ash Hampton.
Hey.
And I was enjoying the average white privilege band there when we were playing good bump music.
White privilege. Yeah, I don't have any white privilege, so I'm not even going to take care of that.
But let's take green today, man.
I am green today. I'm green on the inside, too. All right, let's take care of a little business. It's tax season is almost upon us. It is upon
us. It is right?
If
upon
you're not
us, folks.
Already working on your taxes, you've got a problem. Pull your stuff together and call Lepper Accounting, L-E-P-P-E-R, accounting.com, 810-355-1552. They've got an office in Ann Arbor and an office in Pinckney, 810-355-1552. Do not try to do your taxes yourself.
And they can get you an extension like they're getting me one, too.
The extension, it's a red flag when you do your own taxes. When you have an accounting firm sign off on your taxes, it automatically puts you down a notch for getting audited, folks. So definitely do what you got to do. Pull your paperwork together. Call Lepper Accounting, 810-355-1552.
Get the money back you deserve, too.
Get the money back from the government, because otherwise they're just going to spend it on things to take away your rights.
Yeah, the little bit that they give you, but they spend a lot on social platforms that never work.
Yeah, so I kind of forgot where we were going when we jumped off the...
Well, we were talking about the Whitmore Lake thing.
All right, the shootings. All right, so school shootings. And we can do whatever we need to do with that. But you know what, folks? Just talk to your kids before this upcoming Wednesday, because there's going to be another round of these school thuggery, whatever they're calling it.
Indoctrination
event.
Well, this time somebody said something, and this time somebody did something. So there is that. You know, so one of the kids that knew this kid ratted him out to the authorities, and the authorities took action, which is a whole lot different than what happened in Parkland.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing what happens. So they want you to see something, say something, but it doesn't work, right? San Bernardino, it didn't work. You didn't get it with this Cruz kid. You didn't get it with the Air Force guy that shot up the church, right? Because, you know, failing law enforcement, and FBI knew about, you know, the guy from the Pulse nightclub. They knew about all these situations, and they got to do their job, but they're so busy trying to clean up the seventh floor, they don't have time to, you know, focus on it.
And part of that comes back to political correctness,
Trump, right?
Yeah, none of the police want to talk to somebody who, well, he may be Arabic, and so we don't want to profile him, or he may be Hispanic, or he could be a white guy, whatever. You know, PC out the window, folks. When it comes to protecting our children, throw the PC out the window. I'd rather have somebody be detained and maybe be embarrassed than have some kids die, right?
The whole PC thing. I remember back in the day when I was a young lad, dinosaurs ruled the earth, and political...
That's because dinosaurs are the ruled the earth.
PC, you know, politically correct speech was laughed at as a Soviet-style attempt to silence people and to get them to toe the party line. So it was a restraint on your rights. And in this country, we used to mock the concept of PC, politically correct. Like I said, is this communist totalitarian effort? Now it's almost accepted. We control ourselves by what we say, because it's what? PC. We got to watch what we say in the workplace. We got to watch what we say on the air. We got to watch what we say in the newspaper.
If you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. And that's exactly what they want you to do, because this is the dumbing down. This is Karl Marx all the way. They dumb you down, and you don't even know. You can't say Merry Christmas anymore. You can't say, you know what? Nope, not me.
I can now. Trump lets me.
Yep. You know what? I let me, because I'm a free person. Yeah. I was born free by the grace of God, and I'll say what I please. And if you don't like it, close your ears. Turn away. Yeah. Don't listen. Walk.
I was pretty animated at the restaurant this morning, and a few of the people around me kind of looked and gave me the old eye when I was left. I was like, "Hope you're educated. You're welcome to the free edumacation. Pay me money."
Yeah, Bernie wants to pay for college, but we can't even get K-12 right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's shift gears. I want to talk about the loss in Pennsylvania, because the Democrats, the Never Trumpers, are all saying, "Oh, see what Trump's doing? He can't even get this
Has it been called yet?
It's fake news.
I think it's been called.
I don't think it's been called yet.
Gary, so, it's fake news. It's fake news all the way, and I'll tell you why. The seat's going to disappear in November.
Yes, one
they
year
dumped
and it's
a
gone.
Lot of money into this guy's campaign. He ran as a Republican. So
that's true.
It's all fake news. This was all set up to try to get their blue wave, because they couldn't get it in Texas. It was a ripple, and it was sad, right?
Yeah.
So this is what their plan is. They're trying to build momentum going into the 2018 election cycle, and it's not going to work. It's just fake news all the way around.
Yeah. And the only thing I would say, you know, number one, the Democrat, you had a pretty lousy Republican candidate to begin with. The Democratic candidate was pro-life, said he's pro-life. Is he really? We don't know. He's saying he's pro-life. He's a Marine, ex-Marine, right? He's
former
go ahead,
Marine. We're
go
never
ahead, weigh in on that, Ash.
Yeah. Former Marine. We're never ex-Marines.
Yeah. Non-active Marine.
There
right?
He's a Democrat, though. I wondered about that.
And it makes you wonder. So the Democrats, well, this is the only way the Democratic Party is ever going to survive, frankly, is to get back to center, you know, become the Kennedy Democrat again.
He ran away from Pelosi. You know,
well, wouldn't you?
She's talking. Says, at least yeah. He says he is.
Pelosi's
right?
Busy talking. We have an immigration problem in this country with people crossing a border illegally. And her
mow
response is
lawn.
Mow the lawn. Yeah,
mow
exactly.
The
so,
lawn.
I mean,
mow
you can't really
lawn.
Get behind that. Yeah. And, you know, those crumbs that Trump gave us. Well, I'll tell you what, those crumbs help people like me. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, but once again, he did run away from Pelosi. Whether he would vote for her later, you know what I mean, if she comes up for speaker, the fact is that he said he was not supportive of her. So yeah. He sounds, why is he a Democrat, is what I want to know. Because he couldn't get in the Republican primary?
Maybe. That happens. I ran as a Democrat in the past.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got
to... You didn't know that?
No, I knew that. I, no. Just, yeah.
I ran as a Democrat in the past. We called ourselves Reagan Democrats, right? But, yeah, I'm not worried. I don't take it as a sign.
I think Rick ran as a Democrat once, too. Rick Dietering.
We all get smart eventually.
Yeah.
Well, they say that if you're not a liberal at 25, you have no heart. And if you're not a conservative by the age of 35, you have no brain. So.
Yep.
And, yeah. Once you begin paying a lot of taxes, you eventually become a Republican, right? That's the way I look at it. But I'm, when it comes to the 2018 election, I am not worried that the Ciccone loss means anything. Period. I'm not seeing it. And let me make my plug this show, because we haven't been doing it in the last month or two. Folks, the Michigan Senate race this year needs to have a different outcome. For the love of God, please do not allow Debbie Stabenow to become our U.S. Senator for another 6 years.
Retire Debbie.
Retire Debbie, because she
let her go back to her job as Ronald McDonald in the ads, you know?
It's just cruel.
We actually have a couple of good candidates.
She looks
here
like
this year.
Well, you know, we're supposed to have John James on eventually.
He's I like telling us the 24th is the last I heard from his
okay,
campaign.
So we're
manager.
Hoping to get John yes. James on here. He's an ex-military guy, common sense guy. He's got a decent shot at it. Well, I don't know much about him because I haven't heard anything from him. Right, Sandy Pensler making the effort. He's got deep pockets, so maybe he can do something. Bob Carr is working his tail off
yes,
out
he
here. You got to love Bob Carr. He is just working it. And if all Republican candidates would do that, you'd have a lot more Republicans in office, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he works at it hard from the grassroots level. So make sure that you're talking about getting rid of Debbie Stabenow. Actively campaign against her this year and make sure we get something different. Otherwise, you're getting the same old Obama-loving, Hillary-loving work that we get from Debbie Stabenow every year. So let's
do the same thing over and over, get the same results is... Yeah. Insanity.
It's insanity.
Why do we still talk about Hillary? Oh, that's right, because she's over in India.
Talking
right?
about
yeah.
us.
Talking
yeah.
about us.
Yeah.
And, you know, white women aren't smart enough to make their own mind up, right? It's their husbands and their sons and their bosses that make their political decisions.
Boy, my
for
wife
them.
Was laughing at that.
You know, she had another incident like she did at the September 11th memorial thing. Yeah. So she fell in the tub and broke her wrist. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. She fell down the steps. Since the steps.
Oh,
she fell just like yesterday or the day before.
Yep, broke
in the
her
tub.
Wrist.
So something's going on with old
yeah.
Hillary.
I wish she'd break her tongue so she could quit talking.
I love her talking because you know what? The more she opens her mm-hmm. mouth, the better chances
like
we have of the Republican
like
wave in 2018.
Like her and Nancy. Best
oh, yeah.
I think
guy.
We're going to have a Republican. Listen, you look at Southeast Michigan and you look at the map and you look at the steel industry and what just happened with the tariffs. How are they going to regain Michigan? I don't see it. And you look at the people that are making more money in their pockets. You're not going to get them to go back to the other side. The other side is not trying to come to the center. They are going further and further left every chance they get, and it's not going to work.
All right, let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte.
I knew he was going to call. That's why I made that face.
Joe,
where's
yeah.
Joe? We talked Bob Carr. Joe's got to call
Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Q Joe.
You're doing very somber, so sad about Linda.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean... we have two issues, or conflicting problems in Michigan. The usual midterm issue of a sitting president losing seats, potential blue wave. There are some internal polls that are showing some party, MIGOP polls, showing some of the state races or congressional districts in Michigan are a lot tighter and at risk versus the fact that Trump took Michigan for the first time for president since 88. So we've got conflicting usual trends to deal with here, but it is not looking great. We have to work really hard, to make it happen, because unfortunately, there were a lot of Trump Democrats. They're going back to voting Democrat. They can't see an inch beyond their nose to understand that if you want a Trump agenda, you have to have more Republicans to help have a Trump agenda.
Joe, do you think that that's actually going to be the case when people are seeing more money in their pockets, when they have more opportunities for better paying jobs, that they're going to actually go back and revert to the Democratic way? What we need to do is get them to stand behind the idea of what America is. We need to get them ignited about America instead of these singular little issues that they generally use and the Democrats use to, you know, pull your heartstrings when you go into the
voting booth. It's for the children.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. I hope you're wrong, because I'm really hoping that Michiganders will be smart enough this time around to say, I like what Trump's doing. I like the steel tariffs. I like the aluminum tariffs. I like the thought of bringing jobs back to Michigan and rebuilding our industry and turning the Rust Belt back into the steel belt the way it belongs. I'm hoping our union guys out there will do that instead of voting again for people like Debbie Stabenow or Gretchen Whitmore or whatever else. You know what
but
I mean?
It's Dingell.
It's up to us. It's up to us. Actually, our neighbors who are not politically active, who are not listening to Fox News, they're not listening to us on this show. So where do they get their information? CNN, right?
Yeah.
And so we have to, as individuals, for fear of even alienating them. I know a lot of people don't want to witness their faith, and they have an even harder time witnessing their conservatism.
Why are they
their
watching
conservatism,
the collusion news network?
That's it. Collusion. But, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I was gonna go, collusion news network. That's exactly what they are.
But we have got to get out there and educate our neighbors.
I'm working really hard to make myself be wrong. We got to make sure people aren't complacent. They need to work. We need to get out and do the door knocking and the telephone call making and talking to our friends and neighbors. And you mentioned Bob Carr. I really am supportive, because there's like 10% of the roll Republican vote that crosses over to Debbie. And Bob Carr takes away that agricultural benefit that she has with his agricultural background.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, great call, Joe. I appreciate it, man. Call in again.
All right, take care, my friends. Love you.
All right,
see you, Joe.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay,
excuse me, do you know Joe outside of here?
I've met him a time or two, so
I would think so. Yeah,
yeah. He's a pretty nice guy, and he definitely knows what he's
talking about. Oh, no, I'm talking about Joe who just called.
Yeah,
in.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you're...
It's cool, man.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Joe.
Okay, so I wanted to shift gears. Let's keep moving here, because changes in the Trump cabinet this week. Tillerson out, right?
Good.
Gary Cohn out the week before, and somebody at the bar today mentioned to me, they're like, tell me about the chaos in the Trump campaign. I'm like, what chaos are you talking about?
Look, people that are bad at their jobs get fired, and he's a good boss. He's hired tens of thousands of people over his career, and he knows when you have it or when you don't.
Yeah.
And Rex Tillerson, let's be honest, that guy and him did not meet up. They didn't match up politically, so it doesn't make sense to have him being your mouthpiece across the globe.
I feel bad because I know his chief speechwriter, Tillerson's. You know, he's out of a job.
Well,
I feel bad about that. You
Rex
know?
Tillerson will never be out of a job.
No, not Rex. His speechwriter.
Oh, Rex is just
fine. Him, sir, he'll be. Yeah,
he's
going to
be fine
too. But you know, I think Tillerson brought some respectability and some credibility at the time. But was he the right guy for the job? I don't think so. He supported the Iran deal, for crying out loud. And that's what literally drove him out of the position.
It's history repeating itself, because this is exactly how North Korea ended up getting a nuclear weapon in the first place, is because of deals like the Iran deal.
Yeah, let's squeeze in a quick call from Mike in Livonia, who wants to talk about Democrats and unions. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You know, Republicans have a lot of work to do to try to convince Reagan Democrats that they really are working in the best interest of the private, and I want to differentiate between private sector union members and public sector, because there's a huge divide there.
Mike,
Republican budgets. You want to make a comment on that?
Well, if you're speaking into a speakerphone, please get closer to it. I'm finding it hard to hear you.
Okay, I just cranked. I'm on my car.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that there's an opportunity for Republicans to peel off the union members, because a lot of union members that make over 50 grand a year, they've been voting Republican all along because they've been voting their pocketbook. But the big difference that I see is that our politicians, our Republicans, need to go to private sector union members, private sector, and say, look, you know, you're not being served well by your public sector union brothers and sisters who are retiring at 50, having lifetime medical, and you're paying for all of that. Your members are being asked to work to 66 and a half and maybe 70.
Yep.
So you need to splinter the public sector union members off, and the Republicans, the opportunity they have is with the private sector.
Yes, that's exactly right. And doggone it, what aggravates me about the GOP, especially the Michigan GOP, they don't do that. They don't think outside the box, and they're not going after the union guys like they should. You know, Trump did, and Trump won.
You got to mold a little bit of your message, right? Because if you try to run, especially in Southeast Michigan, as a conservative, right-wing, conventional campaign, you're going to lose. You have to be able to find the center line sometimes and get them to come back to you.
Let me give you two examples of where this has already happened. The carpenters and millwrights are no longer members of the AFL-CIO, and neither are the Teamsters. They have gone more independent. So, you know, those are every Republican candidate should be reaching out to the leadership of the carpenters and millwrights and the Teamsters and say, what else can we do to make us more attractive to your membership and to you, to the leadership?
Really good point.
Yeah,
really
great point. Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering when union members, UAW members, are going to realize stuff like the FCA union, you know, the UAW with the Fiat Chrysler America vice president or whatever, corruption charges, his wife, and I mean, they were just stealing money from the union, stealing money out of their people's pockets.
Yeah.
You're like, where's the revolt to that?
Let me make one quick comment, guys. Look, I've had this argument. I'm in a very strong union family and at high levels, and I've always been the black sheep of the family as an independent. But I will tell you, I've had this argument with them ever since NAFTA and GATT. I said to these guys, my family members, you know, you union boys and girls, your man was Harkins out of Iowa, and you got Bill Clinton from a right-to-work state, and you gave all your support and all your labor to get him elected, and then he signs NAFTA and GATT and stabs you right in the back.
Yeah.
And yet you still go back to him.
They blindly go back.
That's exactly right. Well, Mike, great call, man. Appreciate it. Call us again.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Yeah, well, that's enlightening. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I love getting calls from the union guys who are like, I'm trumping it. I'm going conservative. I'm going to vote my pocketbook. It makes sense. Vote your pocketbook, union guys.
Trump is able to do that because he sticks away from the issues that put egg all over the face of Republicans, especially white male Republicans, all the time. He focused on issues that he can actually fix instead of issues that are in the Supreme Court's hands that we can't fix and we shouldn't be talking about because all it does is divide and push people away.
Yeah.
So talk about people's pocketbooks. They pay attention.
Yeah. And when it comes to the changes in the Trump cabinet, Gary Cohn, right? Brought Gary Cohn in to get tax reform done. That was Gary Cohn's job. And when Gary Cohn accomplished that job and disagreed with the next Trump campaign promise of revitalizing our steel industry, he was a globalist. And if you watched it, I think we played it last week, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Trump said, he's a globalist, he's leaving, love him, thank you very much, you did your job, maybe you'll come back someday. And Gary Cohn said yes.
That's probably the same reason Tillerson's going too.
What's wrong with using these cabinet positions and these advisors to the presidency as project managers? Come in, do what you're good at, go out, let the next person in that's the expert in the next agenda item.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Last week, that's how executives work. That's what we were saying last week.
Let's take a quick call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that as someone that is a former UAW member, I would never vote for the Democrat Party. First, they still embrace, of course, socialism when it comes to their economic understanding. They think it's okay to murder babies by their pro-choice of view. And so there's definitely no way they're going to be ever getting my vote. But the Republicans have a big problem right now they're going to have to deal with, and quickly, because they did a really stupid thing a few weeks back. I think they're going to be losing the supports of people like myself, very conservative Christians, because now I've had this conversation with friends of mine at church and other Christian friends of mine who had voted Republican in the past, but since the Republican-controlled Congress approved a budget with the complete funding of Planned Parenthood, and this was signed by Donald Trump, unless that is reversed, don't count on my vote.
All right. So, but Ken, and we've had this discussion before, because I know you're kind of a single issue guy.
Ken's
when it comes
a perfectionist.
To well,
what's the alternative if you don't vote conservative? Though the alternative is that Planned Parenthood
will get
is
more
going
money.
To expand.
Yes,
yeah. And that's babies are going to be slaughtered. I mean,
and that 60% rule that unfortunately McConnell won't do away with. But that's they had to get a budget through.
Well, we're running short on time. Ken, good point. I understand where you are on that. I disagree because I think we're sticking ourselves in the eye when we vote against Republicans because they allowed some funding of Planned Parenthood to continue. Because
as much as we oppose
as much as we oppose that, if we want to get things
done. Great call, Ken. I appreciate it. We got to get a couple things in here still. I wanted to mention St. Patrick's Day again. And if you have not made plans for tonight, go to Burroughs Roadhouse in West Brighton, 810-227-6000. That's 810-227-6000. Or you go to Burroughs Roadhouse, roadhouse.com. They've got some St. Patrick's Day specials, lamb stew, corned beef and cabbage,
shepherd's pie,
and they're doing all kinds of good stuff. So they do brunches on Saturdays, 810-227-6000. Call, let them know that you're coming because reservations are a good thing. 810-227-6000. There's all kinds of coupons in the current COURANTonline.com. Okay. And the last thing I want to talk about is McCabe. We can squeeze this in. We got a minute or two.
Bye, McCabe.
Bye, McCabe.
Bye.
Got fired today.
Love it.
It's about time Jeff Sessions actually did his job.
I'm telling you. If he hadn't done it by last night, I thought he was going to drop the ball. I don't know what took him
He's not going to get his retirement.
His full retirement. Yes. He's probably still going to get something for his service. Mm-hmm. They're going to knock him down a little bit and give him a partial.
But I think this is the precursor to charges being brought.
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is the beginning of a lot of people. I think that when you start looking into the Peter Strzok and Lisa Page text messages and what the IG reports about to say, you are about to see a complete implosion.
Yeah. McCabe's already said he will bring other people down with him. So let's see this canary sing.
I was just going to say, McCabe's about to just sing. Yes. He is going to go off because he's losing his whole life's work right now.
Yeah.
He has nothing else to lose. You know what? Expose them all. Do the right thing. Right your wrongs. And let's make America great again.
It was said last night on Tucker, why haven't they gotten rid of Strzok and Page yet? And this guy says, look, just let the IG do his job because he's just digging it. If you got rid of those two, you've lost
the IG access. He can't do it no more. He can't do his job. The IG, once you're no longer in the government, the IG has authority over you.
That's
so
what I mean.
You have to keep them in.
Yes. So they're doing an investigation. They're going deeper than these two. That's not the end game, getting these two or McCabe.
Yeah.
You know. So that's,
we need
so
another
we
special
need
prosecutor.
All right. Well, folks, until next week. Go to thedailydrift.com. It's the news
you need to know.
Okay. Ash, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, as always.
See you guys.